Hello and welcome back to New Every Day for a special episode. My name is Carrie.
And my name is Jen. And on today's show, we're on a car trip. And what do you say to people when you're in a car for 1, 2, 3, 7 hours?
Is the story of Operation Christmas Child. To some, it may just be a shoebox, but to millions, it is the start of the greatest journey. Traveling the world, sent with prayer. Shoebox gifts fill the hearts of children from over 100 different countries with hope, faith, and love.
Welcome back to a mini-series, Car Conversations. So we're inviting you along with us for a short drive where we'll talk about lots of different things. Hey, Jen?
Yes, and first off we want to talk about is, have you ever gone on a long car ride with someone, Carrie?
Well, yes, I have been on many, most of them with you. Probably the longest car ride I've been on, was to British Columbia. So we live in Ontario, and we went to British Columbia with my family and drove. We took our time. So we drove probably for like 7 or 10 days. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, I never fought with my brother growing up. Really fought. Well, I bothered him, but he never bugged me.
Okay.
Until we were in the car together, and just that close proximity brought out the worst in us, and we just picked at each other. I was upset when he was breathing, chewing gum, listening to music. It was not a good scene. That's one of my most memorable car trips. One of my best road trips was actually with my mom after I graduated university. We just took a trip. We went to Halifax, went around Nova Scotia, Cape Breton Island. It was amazing.
Nice.
Great time together. And one of the reasons car trips can be a great time together is because you get to connect.
I agree. Every year my parents would go on vacation and it was always a car trip. My dad was not into flying. And so we always went somewhere together in the car. Mm-hmm. And being the youngest, I was always in the middle. There's my sister and myself and my grandmother, who would always usually come with us when I was younger.
In a car.
In a car. And
not
so I would be in the middle, and I would, that was back in the day of where you could go, there was a bench seat here.
Oh, yeah.
And so I would go over the top and back and forth while the car was moving.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I remember not being buckled.
And the cool thing about car trips for us was that my dad actually did play music.
Did he?
And he listened to all sorts of kinds of music. So I grew up listening to big band music, to music of the 30s, to country, to like easy listening tunes. And I remember it always, there was this one tape that I always loved listening to. A tape. I know, you're like, what is that? And it was like Southern Gospel Favorites or Country Gospel Favorites.
Like bluegrass?
Well, no, this was like straight up country. There was other bluegrass that I listened to growing up with my dad. The Lewis family was something that I grew up on. That was a bluegrass family. I'm not even sure if they're still around. But I grew up listening to this music, and this is what gave me my love for music, actually.
Really?
It was car rides with my family, listening to a variety of different music. And my dad wasn't one for listening to something over and over and over and over.
Oh, really?
So he might listen to it once or twice, and then he'd be like, okay, what's the next one? We put it in. And so I grew up listening to songs like I'll Fly Away. And
great song.
I know. Will There Be Any Stars in My Crown? And all these wonderful old hymns. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord? Oh, it's just like
I don't know that one.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful songs that I grew up, which helped feed into, I guess, who I became musically, but also spiritually speaking. Do you want to go that way?
I do.
And so sometimes Dad would let me listen to Raggedy Ann and Andy that I had on tape, and that was always very special. And I found that car rides was a time to be together as family and really get to know each other.
Yeah. And you know, we're coming up to the Christmas season when a lot of you may have the chance to be in the car with your family for a long time, going to visit relatives or friends over the Christmas season. So I think of the verse, make the most of every opportunity. And I think that applies not only like in sharing the gospel with people, you know, right. When you're with someone who doesn't know Jesus, okay, make the most of this opportunity to talk to them and show them the love of Christ. But I think with our family too, making the most of this chance that you have together to learn to love each other better.
Well, that's just it. It can be so easy to love other people. But when it comes to your family, you sort of bring down all your guards, right?
Yeah.
And
you sometimes don't talk when you don't feel like talking. And that's okay.
Yeah.
But I went on a car trip 2.5 hours with a friend, and they didn't say anything.
Oh, boy.
And I didn't know them all that well. So it was painful, 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 painful. So it's kind of nice when someone's going to talk to you, Jen.
Yes. We usually don't have a problem with talking to each other. I think when we're not talking to each other, sometimes you're like, is something wrong?
You know what? I've also appreciated time in the car is driving back and forth to work. I have a 45-minute commute to work.
Wow.
And to put on sometimes the audio Bible, or to take that time to actually pray, because really, you can't do much else.
Right.
So it's a really good opportunity to do just that.
Yes. There have been times where I've traveled back and forth to Kingston, Kingston or Toronto, where I'm in the car for a long time, and it's like, what do I want to listen to? What do I want to, like, do I want to listen to music to sort of fill up my spirits, or do I want just quiet time with the Lord? Like, how do you redeem the time in the car? A friend of mine who commuted to work every day told me that he figured out that he had missed out on a year of his children's lives.
Because of being in the car?
Because of being in the car, driving back and forth. Yeah.
So think of what you can do with that time.
Yeah. So, and that's just it. What are you doing with that time? Like, are you using it to... So I had one friend say that he uses it to decompress from work. Mm-hmm. Where he just has a high-impact job. And so that time on the way home enables him just to, like...
Chill.
So that when he comes home, he can give his family the very, very best.
Yeah.
Rather than like be all crotchety about what happened at work.
And yeah. He's not taking it home with him. He's leaving it in the car.
He's leaving it in the car.
I hope you know where we are, Jen, because I don't.
I know where we are. No worries. I've been this way before. Because sometimes I also like just to get in the car and drive, and I don't do it very often because I'm sometimes just too cheap about gas. But we're actually on our way to Wasaga Beach. We're going to.
Oh my goodness!
Which is actually was on my bucket list. And friends of mine are like, "What are you talking? Wasaga Beach is on your bucket list?" I'm like, "It has the longest freshwater beach in the world." And I'm one for what is the longest, what is the highest, which is the, what is the most.
She likes extremes.
I like extremes. And so when I want to just collect myself, I think is a good way of saying it. When I want to collect myself, I go in the car, I just go for a drive, and I usually find myself at Wasaga Beach because I just find great peace on the drive over. I try to avoid buildings and houses and cities and towns when I drive, when I need to go and collect myself. Mm-hmm. I need to be out in the trees, and maybe you can see some of that as we're driving by. You can sort of over there. There's some trees, and we're pretty much in the middle of the country, and I find my spirit gets renewed, and I think mm-hmm. that's why I like car trips so much, mm-hmm. is that you just get in the car and you drive, and it's like you said, I hope you know where we're going.
Because I do not. We were in Ireland, and our GPS broke, and so we had to use a map and just the kindness of other people, and it was great.
That's true.
We had no idea where we were going, but it worked out. We made it back to Canada.
Yes.
So it was good.
But ooh, it was interesting, house. The number of people that we met when we were in Ireland. And actually, that's how we had most of our fun.
Yes. Random people.
We would meet random people. And because Carrie is very good at this. And we would say, where's the... when we were in...
Kilkenny.
Kilkenny. And I think we asked, you know, what do we need to go see? We stopped in at the store. And a storekeeper said to us, oh, you need to go to the castle.
Cashel Rock.
And we're like...
out in the middle of nowhere. It was this amazing old castle from the 1200s.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was incredible.
And we climbed all over, and that was really cool. Then we got back to our car.
Hopped some fences.
That's true. Saw some sheep.
Yeah.
Saw more ruins.
Yeah, it was great.
And we get back to the car, and we said to this random person... Oh, no, he yelled out to us, and he's like, hey, put your mirror in because this is a really narrow road.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to lose your mirror.
You don't want to lose your mirror. And so, actually, we couldn't figure out how to do that.
So we asked them to help us. Yeah, that's right.
We're like, can you come over and help us do this? And so he pushed it in, and he said, so... Where can we eat? Where's a good place to eat? Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, you just want to go up, and there's a pub... And we ended up going and had a great meal.
Yeah, it was good.
And he ended up being the owner.
Yeah, dude is the owner.
But then he's like, because we asked him, you know, where should we go next?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you need to go down to this little port town. I can't remember what the name of it was.
Yeah.
And it was amazing because there were some really cool ruins that we climbed around, a fort of some kind.
Yes.
And then we went for a walk.
Fort Charles,
where we kind of got... We weren't lost.
No.
It was just a really, really long hike. Okay, so then we're walking through this really cool trail down the road, and we come upon this guy walking his dog.
Yeah, I forget his name.
And so, go ahead, Carrie. Tell everybody what happened. You remember the conversation, and then she whips out of her pocket. Do you remember this?
Yeah. So we ended up, like, talking to him about the gospel and, like, just having a walk with him. And he was a super nice guy and had a nice long talk. And it was awesome.
And we have pictures taken with him. And I remember I remember thinking, saying to myself, I'm on vacation. Why am I talking to people about Jesus when I'm on vacation? Because that's her job. This is my job.
It's our job collectively, but it's Jen's job all the time.
Yes.
So, but you know what? It just kind of highlights that we need to make the most of every opportunity.
And that's just it, right? We have to make the most of every opportunity. And I'm sitting there going, she brought tracks with her on vacation? And because in my mind, I'm on vacation, and yet we're doing this, we're having this talk with this person, and literally the conversation turned around in the things of the Lord.
Yeah.
And so why wouldn't you share about the Lord with him? Yeah.
And that's what makes me think, Jen, like, sometimes I have the tendency to, like, compartmentalize my life, mm-hmm. right? Like, I've got my church life, my work life, my studies, my whatever. And yes, God lives in me. He is my life. But is he really all of your life?
Right.
Like, does the Holy Spirit... Am I turning left?
Well, if you go that way, you go into Angus. And if you go that way, you go to Alliston.
So
let's go to Alliston.
Sure. I haven't been there.
Going recently. To Alliston.
Going
people.
To Alliston.
Does the Holy Spirit have such free reign of your life to tell you whatever God wants you to do?
Right.
In whatever sphere that you're in, right? Whether you're at home with your family, mm-hmm. Whether you're at school, at work, whatever, to make the most of those opportunities, because God is our life. He yeah. made us. He has created us for himself. One of my favorite verses, Jen, is in Ephesians where it says, for we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared in advance that we might walk in them. And I love that. Yeah. So he's prepared good works for you to do in advance in all spheres of your life, that you might make the most of that opportunity when you're in that position. Mm-hmm. So you can walk in them and glorify God. There's a hawk, Jen. Yeah. Do you see it?
I see the hawk.
Cool.
Well, and what's...
Okay, you look at it so I can watch the road. Is it cool?
That was really cool. That was cool. A hawk. And so what I learned about that, like, I loved our road trips with my family. And my parents did teach me a lot about, you know, who God is and what it meant to serve him. But this, I literally, when you talk about
compartmentalizing.
Thank you. It's a word. It's hard
it's
to
really
say.
Hard.
I keep adjusting you.
I know. It's hard.
We're getting the gist of this. But that's what we would do when we were on vacation. Like, we didn't stop being believers, but we didn't necessarily talk about Jesus.
No.
And so when I started going on vacations with Carrie, and I realized, I'm like, you know, Jesus goes with us on vacation too. And sometimes we get fresher opportunities, like the number of fresher opportunities, that sounds weird. Different opportunities, I guess, is a way of saying it. Or our minds are in a different place, so we've actually slowed down long enough to look for opportunities to share the gospel. Because we're in Australia, and do you remember being at McDonald's?
Oh, yeah, like all the time, because that's the only place we could get Wi-Fi.
That's true. Free Wi-Fi at McDonald's, which is cool. So we're at McDonald's, and I said to Carrie, this couple over here, or this...
Oh, yeah.
Are... I feel like I should go talk to them.
They had a really bad experience with a Christian and, like, were, like, having, basically saying they didn't believe God because of whatever was going on in the world.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. So yeah. Jen went to the bathroom, and when she came back, she was just like, I just want to tell you, like, I'm a pastor, and this God is amazing, and he loves you, and... Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome.
And it was. And it was like, okay. And then I'm with other friends in Phoenix, Arizona, and we're at McDonald's again, and I'm listening to this other conversation. Because when you're on vacation, you don't have other things to do, really, except for listen
and
to...
eavesdrop.
Eavesdrop. And she's really struggling, and I could tell that...
I haven't heard this story.
She knew something about Jesus, and I just went over to her, and I said, you know, I've been listening to your conversation, and I'm a pastor, and... I can't remember exactly what I said, but in the end, I'm like, well, would it be okay if I prayed for you? And she said, sure, and she gave me her email address, and I think I emailed her some information. But it was very interesting how, actually, now that I think about getting away from the normal things of life, actually opens you up to seeing potentially more opportunities for you to actually share the good yeah. news of who Jesus is.
But maybe we need to pray for that in our everyday life, right?
Yes.
So maybe we'll just pray now, Jen,
sure.
for our viewers and for us, that we might make the most of these opportunities.
Yes. So we're actually going to pull over and pray, because you might appreciate it if we...
We don't have to close your eyes.
You don't have to, but we will.
Ready?
Ready.
Father, thank you so much, even for this car ride, and mm-hmm. how talking about you can just totally change our mindset. I thank you so much. Thank you for Jen and her friendship. Thank you, Lord, for our viewers. Lord, thank you that you came, you died, you live inside of us.
Yes.
Help us make the most of every opportunity that you set before us, knowing that you've prepared good works for us to do in that circumstance, no matter what it is.
Hmm.
Even if it's a hard circumstance, there are good things for us to be doing, and we have good news to share with people.
Yes.
So would you bless our viewers? Help us to be cognizant of you, Holy Spirit, moving in our lives. You are the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus, and we submit ourselves to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well,
as I was thinking, you know, sometimes you need to get things for car trips. And you can support us while you're looking for things for your car trip. So go to our partner section on our website, neweveryday.tv, and check out all of our partners, because I'm sure there's somebody there that you can click on, and they can have all your needs that you need for your car trip.
There you go.
There you go.
Have an amazing day, and thank you for tuning in to New Every Day. We hope to see you next week, and tune in to our next car conversation.
See you later. Bye.